Well, one more community connection on AM 1400 K1. Opportunity to get a last-minute reminder, first of all, early voting Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and a 12-hour period on Tuesday to go cast your ballot. Earl Sears, thanks for coming in. It's not Capital Call program anymore, but you're always welcome on this microphone. Good morning. Oh,
and Charlie, thank you, and to the Potter family that they just do a great job, the family and just the entire staff, in regards to getting the message out to people in regards to candidates and issues. And I'm just so proud of the Potter family. And again, Charlie, you always do a great job on these interviews. And that's why we're here today. Senator Ford and I are here today. Lieutenant Governor Lamb, who is running for the governor of our great state, is literally launching today a statewide just drive around who he is, his message, get out the vote, make sure we go and vote. And the resounding message there is he is starting that get the message out and the vote out for his campaign and for him being governor right here in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, which speaks volumes of this individual and what he thinks about Bartlesville, Oklahoma. Near and dear friend of mine, and you've just mentioned the voting starts tomorrow. I am very, very proud and excited that in the morning at 8 o'clock when it opens, I will be there and casting my vote for Lieutenant Governor Lamb to be our next governor. Not only a near and dear friend, but I've worked with him and I know his policies and his plans. And I'm excited about him being our governor, but the point is we've got to get people to the polls, make those decisions, and I hope that they will absolutely consider and vote for Todd Lamb, a near and dear friend of mine. And again, Senator Ford and I are here today, and Senator Ford has a
true
wonderful relationship.
To earlier days of Capital Call program.
Together in the Senate, and I'm going to kick it over to Senator Ford to introduce our speaker.
Thank you, Representative Sears. And Charlie, I really miss Capital Call, but the thing I miss the most is the doggone report where we found owners of lost dogs and cats. That was the highlight.
Well, thank you very much. I don't think there's any dogs in the race that we're talking about, though, because you brought in a friend of yours.
A friend of mine and certainly a thoroughbred when it comes to what's good for Oklahoma. I first met Todd in 2004 when we were elected to the state Senate at the same time. His office was across the hall from mine, and I sat right behind him on the Senate floor. And we developed a wonderful relationship. I told Todd early on that he embodies the values and the philosophy that I think is important for Oklahoma, and anything I could ever do to help him in whatever he wanted to do, I was there to do it. But Charlie, over the years since 2004, Todd, this is his eighth year as Lieutenant Governor. He has continued to go out to every 77 counties at least once every year. On your show every month for the last 8 years, he has called in to make sure that he's aware and that Bartlesville's aware of the things that are important and just get the input. And I think Todd is going to, as governor, continue in that same mode that he has done up to here. He's going to be a part of the state. He's going to be listening to the citizens. He's going to be a part of Bartlesville. And I am just so proud to endorse him for governor.
Well, it's an important endorsement. And Mr. Lieutenant Governor, in person, you often do check in person, but most of the time it's a phone call. Nice to see you face-to-face. Thanks for coming to town.
Charlie, it's great to be back in your studio. Great to be back in Bartlesville. I was here last week. I've been in Bartlesville countless times as Lieutenant Governor. But I want to say thank you to my dear friend John Ford. Thank you to my dear friend Earl Sears for their friendship, but for the nice words they said this morning on your program about my campaign for governor. We're kicking off our statewide, kind of the final fourth quarter statewide brush fire tour, if you will.
I like that.
So Bartlesville is the first stop. We'll be in Claremore today, Wagner today, Muskogee. Then we'll be out west and northwest and southwest, different parts as the days lead up to June 26. But Charlie, the campaign's going well. We're encouraged about where we are, and it's a pleasure to be back in Bartlesville and talk to you.
Well, thank you very much. So many issues, not enough to cover anything in any substance in this time. But again, the state budget needs work. You've got a great friend who can advise you on the budget sitting there next to you. But a lot of other things that need attention. The issue of the year has been education, with 30 to 50,000 teachers coming to the Capitol. And we're not done yet. There's a marijuana question on the ballot. I'm sure some kind of a special session will need additional support and a lot of things to talk about. What's left to talk about on the campaign?
Well, just as you said, because we have some time constraints today, today, and I appreciate getting back on the air. Just the high points of my detailed action plan. Charlie, I think our listeners know, your listeners know, I'm a former Secret Service agent. I'm into details, detail planning. Oklahoma's in a lot of the mire we're in.
I can envision that earpiece with the little coil of corn.
I've got the picture with the earpiece, sunglasses, standing next to Air Force One. A lot of detail planning I participated in when I protected the president. Oklahoma's in a lot of the mire we're in because we don't have a detailed action plan. My plan is to renew Oklahoma, R-E-N-E-W. Listeners can go to our website at votetoddlam.com to look at the details. But here are the high points. Education funding with education reform. We've got to get more money in the classroom for our teachers. My wife's a classroom teacher. More money in the classroom for our students. I've got a detailed plan to do it. We also need to add some rigor. Last year, of all the high school graduates that went on to college, 40% had to be remediated. So Oklahoma families and higher ed institutions wasted millions of dollars paying for course credit that was required to be taken for graduation but did not count toward graduation. So we need to add rigor to make sure our third graders, fourth graders know how to read and do math. Now shifting to the budget, I've got a very detailed plan, the most detailed plan of anybody running, quite frankly, to reform the legislative budget process. I've talked to John Ford about this. I've talked to Earl Sears multiple times in my office, in his office, and on the phone. Detailed plans to get to zero-based budgeting in Oklahoma, going from five legislators in a back room to an open committee process so the Fourth Estate sees it, the press can see it, the public can see it, and publicly holding unelected bureaucrats accountable. And then lastly, I'll just say very quickly, just hitting the high points, Charlie, we got to get serious about diversifying our economy. Bartlesville, you're preaching the choir. My hometown of Vena, you're preaching the choir. We're never going to divorce ourselves from agriculture or hydrocarbons. We better get serious about diversifying our economy. My plan as governor is to appoint the first ever Secretary of International Trade to focus on exporting our commodities and grow our economy with countries like Taiwan, the United Kingdom, and other countries around the world, selling our commodities that we manufacture or fabricate in Oklahoma.
One of the things you mentioned, again, schools adding rigor. A few years ago, John Ford was talking about adding days to the school year. I think his initial proposal was five, eventually getting to 10. Is that something that a Governor Lamb might get behind?
Well, I think right now everything's on the table for education as far as, you know, reform-minded, renewal-minded, working with our teachers that are in the classroom. I said, what are your needs? What are your concerns? Talking to school board members and the parents of these students to what they see and what their cares and what their concerns are, and giving empowerment of parents in the education process of their children. So there are a lot of issues that need to be reformed, but I've talked about fiscal reform, but also the rig reform that's so important. And Charlie, this is important to say in Bartlesville and Washington County and the larger listening area of your radio program. I'm a true conservative. It's not just rhetoric. You look at what I've done in my career, in my life. I'm the only candidate running for governor that's been endorsed by the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. They broke precedent by endorsing a candidate in a primary.
That's unusual.
They've never done that in a gubernatorial primary. So we've got the Farm Bureau's endorsement. Retired General Tommy Franks has endorsed our campaign. But the most important endorsement are the people in your listening area, June 26. So I ask for their vote. I'll be humbled by it. And I'd also appreciate all the prayers that folks be willing to offer up between now and June 26.
Well, it is a decision that people need to consider carefully, thoughtfully, prayerfully, and there are a lot of names on the ballot, and some of them we didn't hear about much about until filing date, and your name, your face has been out there for more than 8 years, but on a statewide basis, 8 years. We've learned a lot about you.
Well, I've enjoyed being here. I've learned a lot about Bartlesville, learned a lot about Washington County, learned a lot about this part of our beautiful state. I mean, it's beautiful in this part of our state. And, Charlie, you and I have developed a very professional relationship, and I appreciate that. And as Earl said moments ago, the Potter family, they've been gracious to have me on the radio program, your program, for 8 years, and I've enjoyed every minute of it.
I hear it in your voice when you talk about your 77-county tours, and I don't know if you're doing 77 counties in 77 hours between now and election date or not. But
not quite. It's close.
But the point is, you talk about not only doing business, not just driving through the McDonald's or waving and say, hi, Nowata, how are you doing, and moving on. You've done business in every county as you made that tour.
I have. And, explain that a little further, I've said, I just don't go to the local Sonic and get a limeade and then drive out of the county, check a county box, and say, I visited that county. I went to Osage. I went to Washington. I went to Nowata. No, We've had countless town hall meetings. Visited. I've been in schools, in classrooms, talking to teachers. I've been in manufacturing plants, talking to small businessmen and women. I've been in boardrooms, conference rooms, talking to business, you know, Boys and Girls Club, even outside of the private sector business side, Boys and Girls Club here in Bartlesville. So I try to learn, I try to listen, because I've always learned a lot more, Charlie. I've said this on your program before. I learn a lot more leaving Oklahoma City, seeing our citizens, where they live, where they work, where they worship, where they go to school. I learn a lot more doing that than just remaining in Oklahoma City. I viewed my office as lieutenant governor as being in the counties all through Oklahoma.
Now you sound like John Ford talking about the Capitol Dome in the rearview mirror. And it's a wonderful thing.
Well, that's, I've always heard that was John's favorite view, and that was Earl's favorite view, the rearview mirror.
That's right. Good memories.
Well, again, your website, a great spot for people to continue to do their homework. I've met somebody the other day that, my words, not theirs, they just woke up, there's an election coming up. And,
right.
You know, it's Sunday night before that test on Monday morning. We need to do a little bit of cramming.
Well, they can look at votetoddlam.com, and I'll just make one more point if I can, Charlie. You know, experience matters. We would never hire a CEO of any company without any experience with some in business or any experience within that industry. I'm running for CEO of Oklahoma. I've got experience in the state Senate. I've got experience around the state of Oklahoma, private sector experience, law enforcement experience of planning. I think that experience will count for something and benefit the state of Oklahoma. And I would appreciate your vote, Charlie, but I appreciate your listeners' votes on June 26th.
Thank you very much. With us on a Community Connection, Earl, John, thank you so much for bringing your friend in.
Charlie, thank you.
Thank you, Charlie.
That's a Community Connection on K1. Again, vote early. Or vote on election day. Don't vote often. More on the way in just a bit.